Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, how you doing? Good morning, Jose. Can I speak to Bella?
Miss Bella? This is Jasmine.
Oh,
did you need help?
Yeah, I spoke to someone on, what was it, Friday, I think it was, and I thought it was Bella that I spoke to.
It might have been me. What's your name?
Jose.
Jose, it might have been me. Uh-huh, it's me.
Oh.
It's Jasmine.
Oh, my goodness. How did I get Bella?
Yo no sé de dónde tú sacaste Bella.
No. I apologize.
Okay.
It's my fault. Well, I have informed you that I was going to get my mother's information, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. I've
and
been
I
the
have
one
it
following
all.
Up with you. I told you, don't
yeah,
forget
oh, okay.
me.
Yeah, I got you. Let me put it down so I know. Jasmine. All right. So I got her all the information, her birth and
all
social.
All right, well, let's
everything.
Get everything ready for you, okay? Give me one second.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
It was great.
It was
yours?
Too short, no?
Yeah.
I always feel like it's too short.
Yep. All
right.
Let's see.
What county, again, you said your mom is in?
It's
Philadelphia,
No, it's New Hampton.
North
in
Hampton.
Bethlehem.
Got
yeah.
it. All right, mom's first and last name.
Her name is Lillian. Lillian.
How do you spell it for accurate?
L-I-L-L-I-A-N. Lillian.
Lillian and her last name?
Then it's J initial, middle initial
okay.
with Cologne.
Okay.
Cologne Aponte.
Hyphens, right?
Aponte, yeah, I believe so. Cologne, yeah. It has
so Cologne Aponte, okay?
Yeah.
¿Y fecha de nacimiento?
583-260571.
Ese es, what's her birthday?
Oh, damn, I got it all confused. September 27th. Hold on. I think you said social. 27, 1945. I think on Friday we was right with 27 1945.
And give me her home address.
Oh, home address is 1073 A, apartment A. And
A is an apple?
Yes.
Okay.
Livingston Street.
How do you spell the street name?
Livingston.
Oh, like living. Okay.
Yeah, like Livingston.
Livingston Street. Okay, city?
Yes. Yeah. Bethlehem.
Okay.
PA 18,
uh-huh. 18017. All right. Let's check to see what we have here. Okay, one second.
Okay. At the same time, I'm trying to get their number.
And what's a good number to reach your mom?
Her number, let me get it right now. Okay. Her number is 484.
Uh-huh.
426.
Okay. 5465.
So that's
484-426-45465.
5465, yep.
Got it.
And she was worried about if somebody was the call, she was like, oh my God, well, she can't speak English at all. So I was like, no, they'll have somebody to speak Spanish for you. Just in case.
We're going to have somebody to speak Spanish, and you also have
right.
point of contact. We'll say you're her son, right?
Right. Correct.
And you're the one that is her caregiver,
yes.
right?
Yes.
We'll say, what's your last name?
Alicea. A-L-I-C-E-A.
And a good number to reach you is the one on my call ID?
Yes.
On her Medicaid, is it Aponte Colón or Colón Aponte?
Actually, Colón Aponte, I believe.
Okay. And her date of birth is September 27th, 1945.
Yes.
No me está saliendo?
No. You need her, probably Cologne, right? Because she, I don't know why she uses Aponte, because that's like her second last name. Try with Lilian Colon.
Okay.
I got her social in case you need it.
What is it? What's the social? Maybe I can.
Okay. 583.
Uh-huh.
260571.
All right, let's try with that. Jose, would you like to list an alternative number, or this is a good number to reach you?
No, it's a good number.
Her information is still not pulling up, but I'm gonna find the
Deandre. M for Lillian.
Yeah, on your birth certificate.
Oh, is it? Oh, instead of the N at the F for Lillian, it's she's saying it's with the M, Lillian. I never heard of that. I thought it was Lillian. Well, I assumed that she would just say Lillian.
So her name is spelled
L-I-L-L-I-A-M. Yes. So it's in my birth certificate, supposedly. But I never heard of Lillian. I'm more like with the Lillian. Let's try with the M. But it wouldn't matter, because if you put a social, right?
It does matter.
Oh, it does? Oh.
Yeah, because in the Medicaid system, you have to spell everything the way she comes up on her.
Oh,
either
it has to be accurate.
Yeah, either her birth certificate, her legal documents.
Just all right.
So I tried Lilian Aponte. Let me try Lilian Colon.
Colon. All right.
Do you know her service coordinator's information from her insurance or no?
Nah.
Do you know if it's through Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC?
I think it's AmeriHealth.
Okay.
But try Lillian Colon. I'm going to have to call her, man. She's bugging. She's over here with giving me mad names.
Don't worry, my mother has like six names. I'm like, why? Why do you, why?
Wow. Not yet? Nothing?
Nothing's coming up for her, but I'm going to go ahead. Oh, hold up. Hold up. Something's pulling up. Yeah, the system was just slow. She is through AmeriHealth. She is under,
okay.
Oh, let me tell you how she has her name spelled, because it's not even the way you're spelling it, okay?
No?
I would have never found her had we not put the social. She,
wow, I'm jacked
L,
up.
Look how it's spelled. L-Y-L-I-A-N.
L-Y-L-I-A-N.
J. Colón. That's how she's coming up.
Damn. So it's the first name that jacked it up with the L-Y.
L-Y-L-I-A-M. Yep, that's how it is.
So one L and a Y.
Yep, and then another L and I-A-M.
Oh, okay, double L. All right.
No
so
double,
double
L's
in the middle.
Just,
that's
no,
crazy.
No double L's. They spelled it L-Y-L-I-A-M.
Oh. Damn. I would
and you
never
need to know that, because if you ever was to look for her information without her social, you won't pull it up unless you spell it like the way they registered.
Yeah, now I know.
Through AmeriHealth.
Everybody knows why this I have this.
So it's L Y L I A M.
A M.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm gonna submit the referral.
Sure.
I'm gonna see if I can have someone further assist you guys. Okay. And send you the hiring application right away. 1 second. Do you know how many hours your mom has?
What do you mean? Like how many hours she would need?
How many hours a week do you do? How many hours do you work for?
Oh, man, I'll be there every day, and I'll be there mostly.
No, I know, but how many hours are you getting paid for?
Oh, no, I'm not getting paid.
Not yet?
No. The thing was, when I called you, I was trying to find out, how do you go about that?
You know, we could have been did this that very same day, and we could have been gotten you paid a long time ago.
I didn't know.
Yes. That's why
crazy.
I was trying to follow up. I kept following up with you. Let me check here. She needs to go through Maxima. She has the eligibility codes to submit the referral, okay? So we're going to go ahead and submit
the
referral. Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Wow. So who do, like, when you get paid, who does that? Your department or another department?
Yes, we do everything. We do payroll. But that's why I'm going to send you the hiring application so we can get you started.
Okay.
I need you to write down some information for me, Jose, preferably in a notebook or a notepad.
Yeah, I have that.
Let me know when you're ready. You're going to write down Medicaid broker number. Medicaid broker number.
Uh-huh.
You're going to call the broker. Let them know that your mom is in need of home care services and you're calling to initiate the process. They're going to do, what they're going to do is they're going to schedule her an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets, okay?
Okay. So
let me know when you're ready.
She's already eligible for that, right?
She has the eligibility code. Now the has to approve her.
Oh, está bien. Okay.
So el Medicaid está enseñando que ella puede solicitar para el programa,
sí.
Pero ahora hay que meterla para que el gobierno la apruebe.
Right, el estado, right.
Exacto.
Okay, so what's the number?
Okay, so Medicaid broker number is 877.
877.
Mm-hmm. 550.
550. Okay.
4227.
27. Okay, so when I speak to them, are they gonna need more information about my mother?
Everything you've given me today is enough to get her started and on board for the process. But I'm gonna see if someone from our agency can further you along. I'm just waiting for someone to respond, okay? While I put in the referral, just bear with me. I'm just gonna review some information for accuracy.
Okay.
I'm going to put you down for point of contact since your mom only speaks Spanish. Let me put that in 1 second.
Right.
And your number is the best one to contact, right? The 484-550-0346?
Right. Unless you want, I'll give you another number. Oh, your mind is cool? Okay. Because I would give you my sister's number, so it would have been.
No, because if you're going to be the caregiver, you're going to be the one getting paid to take care of her.
Right. So I'm going to
be the one that's always with her. I would put yours down.
Okay.
So now that you have that, I want you to write Medicaid ID number. I'm going to give you your mom's Medicaid ID number.
Okay, amen. Number. Okay, I'm ready.
It's 00102.
00102.
62491.
62491. So 00102 62491.
You got it. And it's through AmeriHealth.
AmeriHealth. Okay. So that's what it's amazing, though. I could have had done this a long time ago.
When you and I initially spoke, remember when you called me when we initially spoke that I explained everything to you?
Right.
If you would have had that information and we would have checked, I would have told you right there and then she's eligible. Let's put in the referral.
Oh, okay.
And then it takes about 2 weeks to get everything processed for her. So, yeah, you would have been on payroll right now.
Oh, wow.
Viste. Te dije. But thank God that I followed up with you.
Yeah, but I had to get, you know, I wanted to make sure I get all the information accurate, you know. But look at that. Even so, I even got the name jacked up.
Yeah, without the social, we wouldn't have been able to find her because it has to spell exactly the way they registered her.
Right.
Now, are there any minors in her home? Does your mom live alone or with someone?
No, she lives alone.
Okay. I'm just submitting the referral and waiting for someone to get back to me to see if they're available.
Okay. So when they go to the house and speak to her, would she need any documents or?
They're going to ask her for her medical conditions, like, you know, a list of disabilities. Disabilities are things she's been clinically, medically diagnosed. So, for example, si ella, her medications, she can have them out on the table. They're going to check, you know, her medications are linked to whatever, you know, she's being treated for. A list of disabilities, a list of medications, her doctor's information they're going to ask. And they're just going to go and help create the care plan. So they're going to ask her a bunch of questions, you know, what she can do, what she cannot do, what she needs assistance with. And then they formulate the care plan so that you could help her.
Oh, okay. All right.
And everything is going to happen super fast. It's going to have a high turnover very quickly. So
that's good.
Let's hope that everything gets ready, yeah.
Right.
All right, what I'm going to do, Jose, because none of the ladies are available, they probably have to see the patients. I'm not going to take them much of your time. So now let me give you the agency's information because you're going to go ahead and you're going to call because the earlier you call, the better it is for you, okay? So the name of the agency that's going to hire you and assist your mom onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
First Care, okay.
My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Yes, got that.
And you can reach me directly at 267-551-7410. That's 267-551-7410.
Got it.
Now, what I want you to do is call the broker, let them know that your mom is in need of home care services, you're assisting her through the process, and you want to initiate it. You have the Medicaid ID number, so that's going to help you tremendously, because then you don't have to give as much information to find
her. Okay.
All right?
Yep. Got
all right, welcome to Family First. I'm going to have one of the ladies follow up with you so they can send you your hiring application, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate
you take care of yourself. You call me if you need me, okay?
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.